Recording.
Okay. Okay, we'd like to welcome everybody out. And we'll do a roll call real quick. Everybody announce who your name is, because I always forget and get them wrong. So I'll start. Tom Stafford.
Jenny Anderson.
Rachel Larson.
Carolyn Childs.
Debbie Greener.
Karen Donaldson.
Excellent, thank you. And we would like to start out with any opening remarks. Anybody would volunteer for those?
I will.
Oh, excellent, thank you.
Our dear Heavenly Father, we're grateful that we could gather tonight as a library board and discuss the needs of our community and ways that we might serve them. Help us that we might do so in a manner pleasing to Thee and to the people who live around us. We say things in Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. Excuse me, college reach. And we have, has everybody had a chance to look at the minutes from last meeting? Any changes, alterations, anything that we need to take note of that's different than what's in the minutes? Nothing? Okay, then we need a motion to accept the minutes, approve the minutes.
My motion.
Any second?
Set.
I'll second.
Okay, it's been motioned and seconded. All in favor, please, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Carries. Has everybody had a chance to read the background policy that Carolyn sent out?
Yep.
Any questions or concerns that you see in there? We're just following with state policy, which says anything with minors, we have to insure.
Yes.
And so this will start taking place, effective immediately, it looks like here,
right.
by the notes here.
We vote on it.
The moment we vote on it, everything will be done.
Right, and so Angela and I are already background checked because both of us have access to the police department. She cleans it, I'm the alternate tack. So our fingerprints are on file, so if we ever do anything wrong, we're caught dead in the water. I have given Stacy and Caitlin the forms to fill out and told them just to go to Tammy and get the fingerprints. The police department isn't charging us for those at all. And then we will get them mailed off with a check or however the city wants to do it to pay for the background checks.
Okay.
And then we have a third-party release that they also fill out so that the information gets sent to us.
Excellent. So it looks like as soon as we vote on it, everything else will just keep flowing and keep going?
One question. So
yes.
It is employees, not volunteers?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Because if unless there are employees, volunteers can't be here.
Right. A volunteer is not going to be in the library or downstairs with any children without an employee here.
Okay. So any questions on anything that anybody's read in here? Anything that we find that we may want to do different or have done differently? The one question I do have has been convicted of, but not limited to, felonies, misdemeanors. A speeding ticket is a misdemeanor. It's not a violent misdemeanor. It's a traffic misdemeanor.
There's a lot of misdemeanors.
Correct, there are.
And a speeding ticket, okay, if our employees are taking kids out in their cars, that's a problem.
Correct.
But no, not speeding, not a traffic violation.
Correct.
It would depend on the misdemeanor.
It'd have to be a criminal misdemeanor.
Right.
And not a
traffic
law misdemeanor.
Right.
Okay. Anything else anybody would like to bring up? Okay, so then we would need a motion to approve. I'll motion. Any second? Okay. Motioned and seconded. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. No nays? Excellent. Looks like we have here the 3-year plan.
Okay, so the 3-year plan that I emailed to you, basically 24, 25, and 26, this is a requirement from the state library. As a library board, this is something that, so, you know, here you have the new 3-year plan. Read through it, take a look at it. If throughout the year there are any questions, please ask me. Please come in and voice any issues you might have. And then again in 2025, we'll look at it and see how are we doing on track. Are we meeting these goals? Are there things that we need to be working on that, or some things that we need to be changing that we are or aren't doing in the 3-year plan? Just, you know, to see where we're at and how we're progressing, because you know, you're not progressing, we're stagnant, or we're declining, so.
Any questions on what anybody has read in the three-year plan?
I do have a question on, do you do it every 3 years, or can you do it, like, next year, can you add on 26?
No, it's okay. Every 3 years.
Okay.
But next year, we can go, we've got 24 under our belts. Okay, we need to change some things.
Okay.
This needs to, and we can change it for...
25 and 26?
25 and 26.
Okay.
Or we could, you know, take away, we can add to, and then in the beginning of 26, we'll look at it again. All right, do we need to? And so it's always progressing. It's
okay.
Not a stagnant thing. So, yes, we can keep changing that.
But
so,
in
yeah,
26,
we can in 26.
You could add 27.
Oh,
I mean,
no.
In 25, you can't add 27.
No, no.
Okay.
In 27, we will start another three-year plan.
Okay.
And the state has, so part of our three-year plan used to be a technology plan. Now that's separate from our three-year plan because they just like doing things like that.
Sounds like fun. Any other questions or concerns in the three-year plan as has been read?
Okay.
We need a motion to approve. Anybody want a motion to approve?
Well, it does.
It doesn't need to be approved.
Okay.
No, just one of those of a continuation. It not being a policy, it doesn't have to be approved. We would like everybody to like it and want it.
So in that regard, as a council, we feel that this is a viable plan for the library to follow. So we all are in favor that this is a viable plan that should be followed as is stipulated here. Okay, Carolyn, looks like the training's next.
All right, and it's so much fun.
Just myself, my name is Riley Cannon. I work at the Utah State Library. I'm a library consultant, and I'm a training coordinator here at the library.
Do you have glare?
I'm good.
So for today's agenda,
you have pause?
Everything I'm going to pull out on this presentation comes from the trustee manual. So if you hear me talking and you think, oh, I need to write this down, well, it's already written down. It's in the trustee.
Okay. So the reason, thank you for participating in the training. So the reason I did 6:30, I was actually hoping Christy and Sean both thought they might be able to make it if we had it at 6:30. No, they didn't. But anyway, if everybody would prefer it to be at 6 o'clock, and think on it, if we hadn't had training, we literally were done at 22.
Mm-hmm.
when she talked about meetings and people going off on tangents, it was like, not in ours.
Nope, nope.
So would you prefer 6 or 6:30? Because it's up to you guys.
It really doesn't matter. We had just said last time it was in the minutes 6 o'clock.
Right.
So that's why I was curious.
And I like 6:30 a little bit better.
6:30?
That's fine with me.
6:30?
Okay.
That's fine.
The thing about it is you know we're not going to go past 7 other than when we have a training.
Mm-hmm.
You had
because
the, oh, I'm sorry. I was just going to say, what's the date for the next?
Oh, yes. I had it here. May 7th.
So May 7th at 6:30.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And Mayfield is now on board.
Yes.
No pushback from the community saying we need to remove books.
Nope.
Any viable suggestions that have been made for improving the library?
No.
Okay.
I appreciated what you said about taking the story time to the hospital daycare.
Yes.
That has worked out really, really well. And
they like it quite a bit.
Oh.
Did they
parents
used to come
like
here, or did you?
No. We have always, I've always taken it there. During the summer reading, a lot of times they would walk the older kids up to the park, which, by the way, we'll be doing it at the park again. That has been the greatest feedback of all, is that, you know, we did it at the park, then we went down to the basement, and then during COVID, we went back up to the park, and the feedback from that was, can we continue doing it at the park? People have loved it.
Good, good.
So we'll continue doing that. But they walk the older kids up to the park in summer reading, and then I still would go on Wednesdays and do it to the younger kids that they're not going to walk. And so I'll continue doing that. And We'll do 6:30, because like I say, we'll be done by 7.
And if 6 works better for everyone else, I can make 6 work.
No,
so
6:30 is fine. I'm fine.
6:30 is
great. So 6:30, May
7th.
Mm-hmm. Any other things that need to be brought before the council? If not, I guess the last thing is motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
I'll motion to adjourn. Second?
I can second it.
Seb has been seconded. All in favor, aye.
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 Okay. Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Exactly.